Hi, and welcome to the last ColiCast this year. In literature circles, all seven groups have chosen their favorite books out of all the ones they have read. Literature circles, where each group chooses a book, reads a certain amount of it, and then we do a job on it and discuss what we read. Here's Andrew to tell you about his group's book.
Hi, I'm Andrew. Have you read any of the Chronicles of Narnia books? If not, you should get started. When you get to Prince Caspian by C.S. Lewis, it has loads of adventure. That's why it's my favorite book. In this book, Peter, Sigismund, Edmund, and Lucy are called into Narnia again by Susan's own magic horn. Again, Aslan has a task. They must put Narnia to peace with help from Caspian, soon to be king. Until, you must read the rest of this book to find out. We chose this book because we like adventure and wars. Like I said, it has loads of adventure, talking animals, and it's in Narnia. So get up and buy the Chronicles of Narnia, especially Prince Caspian.
Do you like books about kids and their lives? Well, if you do, you should read Loser. Hi, I'm Haley, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the book Loser, written by Jerry Spinelli. Loser is a book about a kid named Donald Zinkoff. He's very self-confident, and he doesn't have many friends. This book is about Donald and all of the problems that happen during a school year. It also tells about his experience being called a loser. Our group likes this book because it mostly takes place in a school. We also like this book because it tells about Zinkoff's life in school and how he gets through his problems. Well, if you liked what I talked about, you should really read the book Loser because you will enjoy it even more.
Have you read all the books that you have? Are you craving a good book? Well, I've got the book for you. It's called Hatchet, a book written by Gary Paulson. I, Bob, am going to tell you about the miraculous book Hatchet. This book is so excellent that it's almost impossible to explain in words. This book is about a boy named Brian that crashes in a plane in some forest and he must survive by himself by finding his own food, like berries, fish, and other food that you can find in the forest. Brian finds shelter in a cave carved into a rock hill by a lake. Will he ever get rescued? Find out yourself by reading the whole book. So get up and go read.
Do you like adventurous books? Well, I'm Allison, and I'm going to tell you about a very adventurous book. The book is called The Trancel Saga by Gary Paulson. The book is about a boy named Mark, and he goes for camping for 3 whole days. Then he gets transported to another planet. He finds strange animals, like ones similar to Earth's. Mark walked into a forest and makes shelter up in a tree. Mark encountered, well, you're going to have to read the book to find out. Our literature circles group like this book because it's very exciting. You'll like this book because it's not boring and it won't put you to sleep like other books.
You like chapter books full of adventures? Well, this book is for you, which is Among the Barrens, written by Margaret Peterson Haydix. I'm Alice, and I'm going to tell you about our favorite book. Among the Barrens is in the Shadow Children series. In these books, families live in a country where they are only allowed to have 2 children. The population police kills 3 children. Luke, a 3rd child, came out of hiding by changing his name to Lee Grant. In Among the Barrens, Luke meets the real Lee Grant's brother, Smits, and his family. This book tells how Luke and Smits get along. That's all I have.
Do you know anything about Margaret Peterson Haddix? If you don't, she wrote a magnificent book titled Among the Enemy. If you like adventure books, this is the one for you. This is a series set in a country where it is illegal to be a 3rd child. Parents are only allowed to have 2 children. Matthias, a 3rd child, has to join the population police to rescue his 2 closest friends. The Population Police are a group of people who are against third children. If they find a third child, they will execute them on the spot. We liked the book because it kept you guessing what's going to happen next. Get up, get in your car, drive to Barnes & Noble, and buy the Shadow Children series.
Do you like dramatic or magical books? If you do, I'm Shopnam, and I'm going to tell you about the book that we read in literature circles. The title of the book is The Islander, and the author is Cynthia Rylands. This book is about a boy named Daniel that his parents died, and he lives with his grandfather. He lives in an island in British Columbia. In British Columbia, he found a magical key, and he saw a beautiful mermaid in the sea. We chose to do this book because we thought it was full of adventure because the mermaid sent him a bottle and it has a letter in it. Thanks for listening and bye.
Well, I hope you liked the last Coley cast of Room 34 this year. Bye.